American and UN officials now confirm that the United States did use the cover of UN weapons inspections to eavesdrop on Iraqi communications. The inspectors were used to install a highly sophisticated listening device designed to penetrate the innermost workings of the security apparatus around Saddam Hussein. The operation was begun to help the UN weapons inspectors track the concealment of prohibited weapons in Iraq. Details were published today and yesterday by several major newspapers and were confirmed broadly by officials and others familiar with the operation. NPR's Mike Schuster has a report.
The operation was called Shake the Tree. It began in 1995 when UNSCOM, the UN Special Commission on Iraq, realized how sophisticated the Iraqi effort to conceal weapons of mass destruction had become. The operation has been described in some detail this week in reports in The Washington Post, The New York Times, and The Wall Street Journal. The United States and other nations gave intelligence support to UNSCOM from its inception in 1991, when, after the Persian Gulf War, the UN Security Council gave it the job of destroying Iraq's weapons and missile programs. But Iraq created complex networks to hide the weapons, involving the Special Republican Guard, the Special Security Organization, and the National Monitoring Directorate. U.S. spy satellites and aircraft-based listening devices were apparently unable to thoroughly penetrate their communications. So the UN inspection team that created Shake the Tree began bringing into Iraq commercial scanners to monitor Iraqi cell phones, walkie-talkies, and other means of communication. Those signals were provided to the National Security Agency in Fort Meade, Maryland, for analysis. That permitted UNSCOM and the United States to trace how the Iraqis were responding to surprise inspections mounted by the UN. It also permitted the U.S. to improve its penetration of the security networks around Saddam Hussein. Without divulging details of the operation, David Levy, a spokesman for the National Security Council, acknowledged the U.S. worked aggressively to support UNSCOM.
This assistance was provided at the specific request of UNSCOM and involved the provision of intelligence and technology by United Nations members, including the United States. This was done because Iraq continued to lie, cheat, and deceive about its weapons program. We wouldn't be having this discussion if Iraq simply complied. They did not do that, hence we had to provide UNSCOM with an intelligence capability to break their concealment effort.
Last March, U.S. officials decided to intensify the effort and sent special listening devices that could monitor Iraqi communications channels and upload data via satellite directly to the NSA. At the same time, the U.S. strictly limited the take from these eavesdropping devices to only a few at the U.N. That is believed to have included the director of UNSCOM, Richard Butler, but apparently it did not include Secretary General Kofi Annan. UNSCOM is a creation of the UN Security Council, and Annan has no operational control over it. Today, his spokesman, Fred Eckhart, insisted Annan does not have direct knowledge of the eavesdropping operation.
We have said from the beginning, we have no evidence. We have no access to confidential information based on intelligence sources.
One UNSCOM official said the operation had to be so secret because had the Iraqis learned of it, they could easily have stymied it. Another individual familiar with the operation said, until the revelations this week, the Iraqis didn't know just how much their communications had been penetrated. UNSCOM is under fire, especially from friends of Iraq, such as Russia and China, for working too closely with the United States. And there are real doubts now that it can continue its work. It has been banned from Iraq since the four-day air campaign in December. It is not clear whether any of the listening devices remained in Iraq after all of UNSCOM's personnel were pulled out a day before the air attacks began. UNSCOM head Richard Butler this week asserted that there is no eavesdropping equipment in UNSCOM's Baghdad headquarters. Today at the Pentagon, General Anthony Zinni, who commanded the airstrikes on Iraq, said he had not received directly any real-time intelligence from the UNSCOM operation during the airstrikes.
I have no knowledge of any kind of special efforts or intelligence coming through there. Obviously, we're aware of what UNSCOM does, as is any other country in the UN Security Council. We see what UNSCOM does and where it goes and what the reports are.
One individual familiar with the operation expressed the concern that with this week's revelations, there will be no appreciation of why UNSCOM's mission required the support from the U.S. Iraq is a formidable foe and a formidable institution is needed to monitor it, this individual said. Now it's possible that's all been lost. Mike Schuster, NPR News, New York.